Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we magnify you, Lord, for making it possible for us to see this new day, for your protection over us, for your mercies, for your kindness, for your daily provision, for divine enablement, for enlarged coast. We bless your holy name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all the past broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of testimonies that you have given us. We bless and we magnify you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. We pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it. Souls will be won to your kingdom. There will be healing, there will be deliverance in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, I welcome you to your special program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God, indeed, will perfect all that concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus. All the goodness of this day shall be released unto you. Your blessings will not be denied you. Your blessings will not be distributed to others in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm going to be sharing with us what I entitled to Revelation Key to the Life of the Victorious. The Revelation Keys to the Life of the Victorious. And today I'm going to look at one of the keys. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness." I will stop there, come back again. May the Lord bless the reading of this word in the name of Jesus. We are talking about the key to the life of the victorious. Brothers and sisters, what I want you to know is that no matter how good a key is, no matter how powerful a key is, if you are using the wrong key for the wrong lock, you will never be able to open that door. So you need to get the right key for the right lock. And I pray that the Almighty God, in His infinite mercies, will release unto us the keys that we need for us to be able to live the life of the victorious, which He planned for you, which He planned for me. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, from this passage that we read here, we can see there the Bible says, in the beginning, God created. That means that number one thing I want you to know is that never you begin anything without God. Never you begin anything without God. Seek the face of God. He will never lead you astray because He cares for you. Because He knows the beginning from the end, and He knows the end from the beginning. Because He's the one who created you and I. He knows why He has created us. He knows what He has deposited in us. He knows His purpose concerning our lives. So, brothers and sisters, always endeavor to always seek His face concerning any matter that you want to pursue, and the Lord will grant you the grace. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two thing we can learn from this passage is that make God your number one priority. Let God be your number one priority. Do not relegate God to the background. Do not take issues that relate to the things of God with levity. Let God be your number one priority. And in as much as you make him your number one priority, he's ready to make way for you. He's ready to fight for you. He's ready to open the windows of heaven upon you. In as much as you make him your number one priority. See, you have to make God to be the first person that you call unto at all times. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 121, David was speaking there. He said, I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Where are you lifting up your eyes to? Are you lifting up your eyes to man? Man will disappoint you. Don't look at man. Let your focus be on God. In book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, he said, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Look unto God at all times. Don't begin to look for options everywhere. Don't do things whereby when you have tried everything and they do not work, that is when you are going to God. No, don't make God the second option. Let him be your number one option. Your number one priority at all times in the name of Jesus. Number three is that in as much as you have a substitute for God, you are wasting your time. And God has no time to waste on those who cannot take him as their number one priority. The book of James chapter 1, reading from verse 6. What does the Bible say there? The Bible tells us there, it says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. He will not be like the wave of sea that is tossed off from one place to another. In verse 7, it says, for that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. For he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So God is saying that, look, if you are not ready to be focused on me, if you are not ready to have me as your number one priority, say, don't even think of it that you are going to get anything from me. He said, for that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So brothers and sisters, you can see here, it is clear. God is a jealous God. He is not ready to share his glory with anyone. So you have to make him your number one priority. He has to be the first person you go to concerning any issue of your life, because he is the first, he is the beginning, he is the last. Praise the Lord. Another thing we need to know is that we must understand that everything that was created comes from within. There is nothing that is created that is outside. It's from within. God already has everything in us. He has already deposited everything in us. And that's why he too was able to create from within. The book of Proverbs chapter 4, reading from verse 23. It says, keep your heart with all vigilance, and from it flow the spring of life. So what is coming out from your heart? What are you thinking of? Everything in this world was once an idea. So what is it that is in you? God has already deposited it in you. It is left for you to bring it out. And not until you bring it out, nothing can happen. I pray that the Lord will grant you the grace to truly bring it out in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's go back to that Genesis chapter 1. The Bible says there that the whole world was without form and void. Not until the Spirit of God came upon it. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are in the state of confusion. Our life is in the state of confusion. Our life is in a state of without form, with void in total darkness, until the Spirit of God comes upon us. It's when the Spirit of God begins to rest upon us, then that the light of God can come. Brothers and sisters, not until you know this Jesus, not until you have a relationship with God, that person is in darkness. He says that the whole world, the whole earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the earth. So what can bring about, what can take away that darkness? We can see there in that verse 3, he said, and God said, let there be light. Let there be light. Who is light? Who is the light? Is our Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible tells us in that John chapter 1, reading from verse 1, say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. He said, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. Darkness has not overcome it, and darkness will never overcome it. Brothers and sisters, if you do not have Jesus in you, that person is operating in darkness. And because that person is operating in darkness, that person will continue to experience a chaotic life, a life without form, a life that is without purpose, until Christ steps in. You may say, oh, but there are people who do not know Christ, who are rich. Brothers and sisters, the way the world determines riches is not the way the Lord sees it. What makes you to be rich is for you to be able to fulfill the purpose for which God has sent you to this world. You have a purpose to fulfill, and that purpose can only be fulfilled when the Spirit of God comes upon you. When the light, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, begin to shine upon you. And that is when you begin to fulfill the purpose for which you have been created. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling you and I today. If you do not have a relationship with this Jesus I'm talking about, that person is a person who is in darkness. And I pray that you will not remain in darkness. So if you are hearing me today and you do not have a relationship with this Jesus, why don't you just accept Him? Accept Him. Let His Spirit come upon you. Let His light illuminate your path. Let Him direct you. Let Him counsel you. Let Him lead you to fulfill your God-chosen purpose. And you begin to experience a newness in life. In every facet of your life, you begin to experience His power. Those things that you have been chasing, that you have not been able to get, by the Spirit of God being upon you, the Almighty God is ready to make a way for you. So wherever you are right now, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that Jehovah God, that you write their names in the book of life. Let your light perpetually shine upon them. Let your glory be seen in every area of their lives, in the name of Jesus. And for everyone that have listened to this broadcast, the power of God will be demonstrated in your life. The Almighty God will perfect all that concerns you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. What is giving you joy will never turn to sorrow. You will not shed tears of sorrow. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will do something wonderful in your life this season. That thing that you have been asking God for, that you have not received, the Lord will deliver to you this week. in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.